Here's your NPR News Update for Friday, December 14th. I'm Stephen Chan. The University of Minnesota Board of Regents is one step away from naming a successor to outgoing President Eric Kaler. Regents today conducted their final interview with sole finalist Joan Gable. The session touched on a wide range of topics, from equity and diversity to supporting the state's ag industries. Gable told reporters after the interview she wants the job because the U has a strong mission of being an education leader in the state, the country, and world.
And this is my career. This is what I have been doing for most of my adult life, and I want to do it at the place that creates the best opportunity to fulfill that mission.
The regents will meet on Tuesday to vote on whether to make Gable the U's next president. The Trump administration is seeking to deport certain Vietnamese immigrants who up to now have been protected from deportation. The Atlantic first reported news of the effort this week. Sia Herr is executive director of the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans. She says an estimated 9,000 Vietnamese refugees nationwide would be subject to deportation. Herr says the proposal could mean a number of things.
For one, separation of family members. Many of these individuals that could be deported are parents. You know, they have children that they're responsible for, other family members that they're responsible for financially. So the elimination of these individuals from those families would have negative impacts.
The Trump administration is looking to remove Vietnamese refugees who came to the United States before 1995 and had been protected under a 2008 agreement between the two countries. Minnesota's Vietnamese population is the fourth largest Asian population in the state. Delta Airlines has largely reversed course and will now continue travel benefits for some 19,000 employees at a subsidiary firm. Martin Moylan has more.
The workers are employed by DGS, Delta Global Services, and their travel benefits have been targeted for rollbacks with Delta's sale of a majority interest in the company to Arkenbright Holdings. That led to talk of employee walkouts and sickouts. But Delta has now agreed to continue travel benefits for, quote, many years to come. That includes travel by retirees. And Mather Zickler, a DGS employee in Wisconsin, started an online petition against cuts and flight benefits.
In the end, I think it was a very good decision on the part of the company. DGS employees are committed to the Delta brand, and this decision will likely go a long way to retaining that talent.
However, only reduced travel benefits will be available to new hires after the sale transaction closes. That's expected at the end of this month. Martin Moylan, NPR News.
On the Friday sports calendar, in a border battle at the Fargo Dome, undefeated North Dakota State hosts South Dakota State in the Division I Football Championship Subdivision Playoffs. The winner advances to the FCS National Championship game. The forecast calling for a warm mid-December weekend with highs at least in the 30s across the state both Saturday and Sunday. For more news, check out nprnews.org, where you can access our web stream, and we're there 24/7 on the radio, 91.1 in the Twin Cities.